Holy cow, where the hell are we? Oh, it's episode number 24 of the Dice Guys for May 19th, 2012, or give or take a few days. So,
hope not, but yeah.
Oh, man. Today on the Dice Guys, we have not very much.
Not a whole lot.
No.
There's a whole lot out there about a stupid movie, but...
Yeah, some... Yeah, it's got some guy in it, Liam Neeson. Who the hell's that?
Who? Some European dude.
Yeah, I don't know. But it really sucks because, you know, it's sucking up all the board game news.
It is. It's all anybody seems to be talking about.
Yeah, so, but you know, we did happen to find a couple of brain flakes.
We did.
And so we got that, and we're going to be talking about Diablo 3 because that started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got our game pick of the week, so let's just get on with it.
Okay, music!
No, man. Trying to kill me. All right. Well, Jason, how are things going?
Well, you know, I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3.
Yeah, that came out. So, how are you liking that?
I love it.
Okay.
Myself, but we'll discuss that here in a little bit.
All right. Yeah, we can do that. I, on the other hand, have been doing not much of anything. I don't really have time to play any games and everything with some other things I'm working on.
Which is awesome that we're doing a gaming podcast when we don't have time to play games.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to keep up on things, but
we play a few games and, you know, we're working towards getting some more free time, so.
Yeah. But in the meantime, yeah, it's pretty difficult because, you know, I've got all that paperwork I'm filling out for the State Department because, you know, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's not trouble. It's okay. But anyway, so there's all this stuff going on. So yeah, I haven't had time for a lot of stuff. I got a lot of time vampires too on my neck.
Yes, you do. But like I said, we're working on that.
So
we both do, and we have conflicting work schedules. It's difficult, but that's us whining.
Yeah.
So.
But we got more whining to come right after we get done with a couple of brain flakes because we can only find two really.
Yeah, that's something to whine about right there.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna do the whine. We're gonna save the whining for after the brain flakes. Two brain flakes.
Yeah, I didn't even join you on the brain flakes thing because there aren't enough to make it worth it. Okay.
All right. Well, our first brain flake is actually pretty cool. I'm glad I found this because amongst all the other stuff that was out there, it was pretty hard to find this. It was buried. The Boy Scouts apparently are making a game designer badge,
which, you know, is really cool.
Yeah, and they are going to make the badge for board games. Tabletop games, role-playing games.
Video games.
Video games, sports games, and other things. So anything that has to do with gaming, you know.
Right, they have to actually be able to sit down and play design a testable game.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's a physical, athletic-type game, they can...
Or you know, actually be played on...
They not be sitting down, so...
Well, that's true.
It could be like, you know, they could be sitting down in a chair and doing like the thumb dance. You can't see this because, you know, it's not a video podcast.
That's right. So
it's an awesome thumb dance, isn't it?
It would be kind of funny if you could see this. So, you know, use your imagination. So you're supposed to be good at that.
Yes. So, but that's pretty much all we found was, we thought that was interesting. So.
I do think it's interesting. I think it's a great thing.
I'd like to see the Girl Scouts do the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know if they already have it or just this wasn't mentioned here because this is a story about the Boy Scouts. But if anybody out there has a Girl Scout in their family, That sell does more than sell cookies.
Oh, Lord. Send your angry emails to Mike at thediceguys.com.
Do I have that email address? I might. I don't know.
I don't know. Send it to the dice bag at thediceguys.com and address it to Mike.
Yes. And then he'll forward it to me, and I'll put it in the circular file. Oh, and the only other thing that we really found was something that was our science flake.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of science but this particular science was more science than other science.
Was it?
Not really. It's very difficult finding things this week for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just us. No, it's not us. It's Liam Neeson's fault.
We're choosing to toe blame only Liam Neeson, not the producers of the film, not the game company that produces Battleship and has decided to let them make this movie that has absolutely nothing to do with the board game, and or any of the other people involved. It's all Liam Neeson.
You know, out of all the people that are in this movie, Liam Neeson's the biggest name, and if he didn't sign on to it, we probably wouldn't be hearing so much about the stupid thing.
Well, Rihanna's in it, too.
She's who?
That's funny.
I'm sorry, but people with one name don't really count.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, Sting, he was in a couple of movies. No one cares.
Well, I did.
Well, I did.
I kind of liked him.
Okay. Well, maybe no one. Maybe two people did. Maybe three people. You know, that iron underwear that he wore in Dune was kind of cool. I think I could pull that off. Not off of him. I think I could.
Okay, just keep digging that hole. Let's get to the science flake.
Science. Mayan calendar apparently goes beyond 2012.
Yeah, this whole thing about this year being the last one, blah, 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 which we all knew was bogus to begin with, is now proven to be bogus.
Yeah, they found another calendar, basically some sketches.
Yeah, they found it 1,200 years ago. I don't know what took them so long.
To figure, I don't think it was that. I think it's a 1,200-year-old calendar.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the wall were the calculations for calendars, and then the calendar goes on for 7,000 more years. So, So, yeah, I mean, they just ruined my end-of-the-year party that I was in, the world party.
We're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So,
if you can figure out where Mike lives.
So, screw you, science.
We're having this end-of-the-year party, and it may be the end of everything for us.
Depends on what we have there.
Yeah.
It is bring your own stuff, and you're all invited. Everyone who's listening to this podcast.
All you have to do is find Mike's house.
Yes, I'm not going to announce the address on the internet because that's kind of stupid.
But now the challenge is out there, so let's see how many people actually show up and whether they're scary or not.
Oh, you came dressed as a Mayan. That's nice.
Yeah, that's not a costume.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyday attire.
Too bad I'm an Aztec. Chop. Oh, so anyway, yeah. Unfortunately, Mayans have ruined our party plans. And they were basically optimists, because 7,000 years is a very long time to make a calendar for.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd make a calendar for more than, you know, like 30, 40 years now.
If that.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, the idea behind their calendar apparently was that nothing was going to change.
No. They totally changed the idea that Mayans had a cyclical thing. Mm-hmm. Now, they just thought it was going to be the same forever.
Yeah.
They totally didn't know about the conquistadors coming over.
Yep, psychic ability of the Mayans has also been disproven.
So that's it. That's brain flakes.
That's it for the brain flakes.
Yeah. But back to this Liam Neeson thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like a bunch of bullcrap. I just have to say it. I mean, we looked and looked and looked for board game and game news. Even, you know, I'm sure there's some video game news out there, but you know, we don't really cover video games as much.
Not that much. I mean, we're going to cover a little bit today because that's what news is out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a movie that's based in name only on a board game, and now every board game site, every blogger, everybody's just talking.
Newspapers.
Yeah, everything. Every media outlet that discusses board games, all they're talking about is Battleship. And it has very little to do with board games.
Yeah. And they're also running article after article after article, you know, The five board games that should become movies. The seven board games that should become movies. The Google Infinity board games that should become movies.
Okay, Mike, let's do the opposite.
Okay.
You name a movie that should be turned into a board game.
A movie that should become a board game.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's so many good movies out there that should be board games. Dracula. Dracula would make a good board game if they would.
So, like Fury of Dracula or Castle Ravenloft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's kind of been done, huh? Yeah. So, okay, well, you pick one.
Okay. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
That's the Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah, yeah. You mean, so kind of like the K2 board game of mountain climbing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's been done.
Yeah. You know, come to think of it, there's very little in the world that hasn't been done.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know what would be cool? Is like if you were kind of in an Agatha Christie mystery and kind of like, you know, discovering who died or how it was done or something.
That would be so you mean like Clue?
Oh, yeah.
Or Kill Dr. Lucky.
Yeah, yes. I guess that's been done too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, well, yeah. So I guess our point here is that these articles are stupid. They're filler and they're useless.
Yeah, I don't see the point, honestly. I really don't. I mean,
either way you go, board games to movies or movies to board games, it's been done.
The themes have been done. And if you can think of one that hasn't been done, put it in the comments.
Yes.
We will be happy to point out the versions that are very similar, mm-hmm. either movie-wise or board game-wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did have one. You had an idea about a mummy.
Oh, Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, Bubba Hotep. There is no board game out there.
About geriatric dementia patients taking on a mummy.
That's right, yeah. So with Elvis and, you know,
and JFK
and such.
Taking on a mummy.
So that specific game has not been made. But there are mummy games out there.
Oh, there are plenty of mummy games out there. But I'm even willing to say general themes.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a game with geriatric protagonists taking on a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to say that's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't that I'm aware of. If anybody out there is aware of it, let me know.
Yeah,
I want to play that game.
Post it in the comments or put it in our Google Plus page because, yeah, we're going to go find it and play it.
You better believe it.
While we're watching the movie, probably. So, but otherwise, I mean, overall, generally, all been done. So, mm-hmm. so these articles were just in our way today.
They really were. So people stop just throwing filler out there. If you can't find anything to write about, then, you know, neither can we.
And Liam Neeson, just stop. You know, I mean, really. I mean, if you hadn't taken on this movie, we probably wouldn't be having to talk about it because there'd be nobody in there worth anything to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Choose your projects more carefully, man. We're getting in our way.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Love your work, man.
Give us money. let's just go on from this because, you know, Liam's probably not listening anymore.
I doubt very seriously he's ever even going to know we exist.
So we'll just go to our game pick of every other week.
Yeehaw, gosh, naked.
Yay, game pick of every other week.
And what is that game today?
Red Dragon Inn.
Red Dragon Inn. Been out for a while.
A little bit.
Yeah,
there's an expansion out now.
Yep. A couple expansions, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But what is Red Dragon Inn, Jason?
Well, it is for 2 to 4 players. It is from Slugfest Games. And it's about a group of adventurers who have finished their adventure.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone back to the inn to spend their spoils gambling and drinking.
Which is always fun to do.
Yes. But all these gaming adventures, D&D, Pathfinder, all these things, they always end at the adventure's end. And you never see what happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game about what happens afterwards. And the idea is to be either the last person with money or the last person remaining conscious.
Oh, okay.
And it's a blast.
Yep.
You're constantly trying to force the other people to drink or shove the drinks off onto other people so you don't have to drink them, or gambling to try and take care of other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
When you get knocked out of the game, your money gets split between the end and the other players. Mm-hmm. It's great.
That's
it's
one
a
of my
lot of fun.
That's one of my favorite parts of it was the cards that basically force the money that's on the table and everything to go to the end, so nobody mm-hmm. gets anything.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you'll be in a round of gambling. Everybody has to ante in. And you're trying to control the round of gambling because the last person to have control of it gets the money. Unless somebody plays a card that forces the gambling to end and the money to go to the end.
Yeah. So, for example, the card that says the waitress thought that was her tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the money on the table gets swept up by the waitress and taken away.
Yep. So.
And everybody at the table goes, oh.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a total deflation of everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the guy who played the card.
Who gets to giggle because he probably wasn't in the round anyway. Yep. It is great. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of good-natured backstabbing kind of stuff going mm-hmm. on. And if you get the expansions, they each have additional characters. You have your own individual character decks.
Mm-hmm.
The expansions have extra characters, so you can expand the number of players.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What characters do we have in the initial game? We have the thief.
Yeah, you have the rogue type. You have the warrior, the priestess, and the wizard with his little vorpal rabbit companion.
Pookie. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Who's quite dangerous.
So mm-hmm. so four characters, four card decks, so up to four players with this. If you get the expansion sets, which cost almost as much as the regular game.
Right, because I think it really pretty much gives you the same amount of stuff as the regular game.
Yeah, you get I think you get four more characters in each of the expansion mm-hmm. sets.
It says the playtime's 30 to 60 minutes. Once you actually know the rules, it can be anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe 45 if people are just taking their time.
Also kind of depends probably on how many players you have in the game.
Yeah.
We did play this game as a two-player game, and it went pretty well, I thought.
It really did. I mean, honestly, more people, probably more fun.
Yeah.
Because we have done three-player as well, and that was a blast. But two-player game plays very smoothly.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the Red Dragon Inn from Slugfest Games, that was, let's see, how much was it, about $39?
Yeah, I think that was about what it was, about $35 to $40.
Yeah, so, and of course we found this at our friendly local game store.
Yep.
You might be able to find it for less online, but we always like you to support your friendly local game store if you can.
Yep.
Otherwise, if you can't find it anywhere, we'll have a link on our site. You can always click on it and buy it from that. And
support us.
Yay! Support us. Yeah. You know, it's nice to support us.
Yeah.
If you know, even if you don't like the podcast, because you know,
why not?
I don't have a reason for why you want to support us if you don't like the podcast. But I'm just saying, click.
Yeah. What's it hurt you?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm going on to Diablo 3. Yeah.
Okay, Diablo 3, there's a little bit of controversy surrounding it because mm-hmm. of the glitches and problems with the launch.
Yeah, Diablo 3 opened up this week.
On the
15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually have the game, so I'm going to let Jason do most of the talking here, except when I disagree. Because I'm going to be the negative nanny or Nancy or whatever.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, whatever I am. Negative.
You're a goat.
I'll be the negative guy who hasn't played the game and is pounding away on his keyboard telling
him
about
how much he
hates it.
Hey, there's been plenty of people out there who are doing that. Well, I'm glad I didn't waste my money on this game because it's a piece of crap. Well, how would you know? You didn't waste your money buying it.
So I'll tell you how you can find out. Apparently, if people have bought the game, mm-hmm. in their game came a little card with a license on it, and you can give that to a friend, and a friend can download the game and play for 13 levels.
Right.
And then you can find out for yourself
if
you don't like the game.
Which is a really awesome deal.
And I'm going to do that for a couple reasons. Number one, I do want to play it up to 13 mm-hmm. levels, because I played your beta, and you only go up to 10 or something.
I think you were able to go up to 13, but you couldn't get past the Skeleton King.
Yeah, so in this, you could go to 13 levels and get past the Skeleton King, maybe. and get your ass handed to you.
Well, almost definitely, because really you only get by the time if you just make a run straight through and don't restart a lot, then by the time you get to the Skeleton King, you're about level 10.
The other reason I'm going to try out the trial is because I have a Mac, and not a lot of other people I know do. And so I want to try it out on my Mac. It's a little bit of a lower-end Mac. So I want to see how it plays.
The biggest problem that people are having is that it requires you to be online. And that does block out quite a few people who don't have internet access or don't have broadband access in where they live.
Yeah. That's one of my biggest gripes with it, even though I don't own the game. And, you know, I want to be a keyboard warrior against it. That it does require you to be online. I also kind of wonder if you do have two or three people in the same house on the same network, pinging out to BattleNet.
Yeah, what's the latency going to end up?
What are you going to end up with? So, I mean, if you're all playing the same game, originally you didn't have to go out on the network, so it would just talk to each other, and you wouldn't have that problem. But so that's something that we can test later too. But yeah, having to go to the internet. I mean, I understand why they did it. Because of the cheating and stuff, the duplications and stuff.
The hacking, the piracy. I mean, this gets around a lot of those issues.
But they had some problems with the server, like you said, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to blame them. They put out a really awesome apology to everybody. It was great, and it really shows how much Blizzard cares, which is fantastic. They took into account how many people had pre-ordered, how many people had the WoW annual pass, all this stuff. And then they overcompensated from that and got and really thought they had themselves set up for the launch. And then the demand was still astronomically above their expectations.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised that they thought that would happen, because I mean, I did server administration and everything, and I know from experience that doesn't matter how much you plan, how many calculations do you do, how much you try to roll it out bit by bit, or anything like that, somebody on your network's going to mess it up.
Now they've got people sitting there 24/7,
yeah,
watching things, trying to compensate on the fly for the server loads and stuff, and they're starting to get the kinks ironed out, and it's becoming a much smoother play experience. But still, I mean, one of my major problems is the online aspect, because if I'm at work and I want to play, well, you know, that network isn't nearly as fast as mine here
at
home.
And you get tons of teleporting monsters.
You get teleporting monsters. You get things like running up and opening a door, and then all of a sudden you find yourself 15 paces back from that, and you have to go run up and open the door again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the latency is their servers catching up to what your computer
is. And that's something you really didn't have when it was all based on your own network.
Nope.
You know? And so that's a major flaw, I think. And the other, I mean, also, if you're out with your laptop at an airport and you don't have Wi-Fi access on that airport, or you're going down the road in a train or whatever, and they don't have Wi-Fi access.
You want to kill some time slaughtering demons?
Too bad. You can't do it, because you got to be on the internet to be able to use the game. So
okay, but on the opposite end of that.
Going on to the opposite end of that.
The game rocks. If you love the Diablo-style games, this is absolutely amazing. You feel powerful playing this game. I mean, you literally, there are so many times when you just get surrounded and mobbed by monsters, and your character literally just fights its way out of this huge pile of creatures, and you're just slaughtering things left and right. You feel amazing. That's not to say there isn't risk. I've died several times. Thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, you do. You get a sense of power. You feel heroic playing this game. The lighting, the powers, everything. It's just really amazing. It's so much fun to play.
Yeah.
And it's very much adult gameplay, though.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of blood. There's decapitations. There's body parts hanging around in the dungeons and stuff. Probably not something you want your six-year-old playing. At least I wouldn't. I don't know about other people.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you how to
play. Well, I'm just on the other side of what you're saying there, for me personally, I never, I mean, but this isn't a Diablo 3 problem. This is just a Diablo in general problem for me, is that I never really cared that much for the Diablo games.
Right. It is pretty much straight hack and slash.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty much click, click, grab, click, click, grab. Mm-hmm. And that to me is just like a giant Skinner box. You know, so it didn't really thrill me that much. That in on the solo game. Now multiplayer, I kind of enjoyed, you know, playing with other friends and everything, because, mm-hmm. you know, you're sitting there and you're yelling and screaming and carrying on. So that makes it fun, you know. Mm-hmm. So that makes it a lot of fun to me. So I'm hoping that I can get that with this one if it runs well on my machine and everything. So that'll be interesting for me to try out. So I'm looking forward to trying out the game and hopefully it'll be fun. If it doesn't really run very well, the next thing coming out is Torchlight 2.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I'm definitely looking forward to that one as well. Loved playing Torchlight. Torchlight 2 looks like it's going to be even better.
Torchlight 2 is coming out for PC first. They do say they have a Mac version planned. Until then, I could play it on, you know, I don't know if I could play it in Wine in an emulator or if I'd have to do boot camp. But I usually do boot camp anyway. And
I can't remember which console it's coming out on first.
Yeah. So, well, the thing, though, is that it said the PC first, even before consoles. So,
well, and that's the way it worked with Torchlight 1 as well.
Yeah, so if you need a Diablo-like game and Diablo 3 doesn't run on your system, Torchlight 2 might. So that's something to look forward to also.
Absolutely.
And everything. But yeah, that's pretty much our show for the day.
Yep.
So, let's see, we hit the Diablo 3, our game pick of the week, Red Dragon Inn.
Definitely check that out, guys.
That stupid Liam Neeson guy.
Yeah, Liam Neeson messing us up.
Yep. So, that's pretty much it. And don't forget, December 21st, 2012, party at my place. Yay! Bring your games.
That's right. Bring your games. Bring your alcohol, but especially bring your chips.
You know, maybe we could do that. We could have a Dice Guys End of the World Game Con.
Why not?
Yeah. Bring your own stuff, because we don't have the money to run it.
Yeah. This con's being run in an apartment, but, you know.
Oh, but until then, and until our next show.
Keep rolling those dice.
Keep rolling the dice. No, man. Trying to kill me.
I don't know. You think that was enough?